Good boy. I see you've obeyed and made it to part two.
I am obeying.
You see, if you don't earn your way around here and keep up to our agreement of keeping me happy,
I'll always obey you. You don't get the one reward
I offer you.
I need it.
Well, besides living with you and taking your money, your other favorite thing is to watch. Always up until now, listen to me. Fuck, I love to hear you. And you know that you don't get that reward unless you please me first.
I must always earn first.
But now, since you've been such a good boy and have obeyed and pleased,
I'm such a good boy.
You just get the reward after all. Thank you. But this reward will be different than the others.
Really?
And above and beyond anything you may have expected.
Really?
Because this time you won't have to hide in the closet. Or listen to and fuck me through the vents like you usually do.
What do you mean? You see, the other night
when I told you I was going out with my girlfriend?
Yes.
I lied.
You lied to me? I was really the man I just met.
And oh my, was I right about him. Because his cock is fucking huge.
The biggest one yet.
Fucked like Anna the other night. Here doing my laundry.
I was.
After he fucked my brain out, I told him.
Holy, he did. Told him all about our little arrangement.
You did? And he was fascinated. So we planned tonight.
What do you mean? Yes, little one. Tonight you get the ultimate reward,
and you get to sit there. Sit right in the room.
Really?
Right by the bed.
Really? I'm so excited. Thank you. Yes, I can't wait. Thank you.
Now go upstairs and make sure the room is nice.
So excited. The bed made all fresh linens, making it perfect.
When you're done making sure it's nice and clean for our guest, you may sit down in the chair I left in the corner of the room for you and wait for me, or rather, for us to enter.
I'm excited.
I need to go get ready now, so go get to work. Because he'll be here any moment. And I'm going to go put on some sexy lingerie and make sure I'm all nice and freshened up for him.
I'll go obey you now, princess.
Finding yourself so turned on just by the thought of watching a real cock go in me, watching someone please me, and being able to be right there, being able to feel my pleasure. See my body in pleasure. You like to please me so much. You love to see me sexually pleased the most.
I love being a cop. It turns you on. I'm hard.
Rock hard right now. While upstairs getting the room ready, you find you're already rock hard.
Turn on. Pre-cum already seeping out.
Just from the excitement of what's going to happen tonight.
I can't wait. You can't wait.
How hard. So turned on. You can't wait for someone to come.
Yes. Fuck me.
Yes, you wish you could fuck me, and there's always a little bit of jealousy.
I love her. But you can't, and you know it.
So this is the next closest thing. Being able to watch me get fucked. And now you get to be in the room and watch it up close and personal. Yes, you're so hard. Rock hard. So turned on. Very turned on.
Fuck yes.
I can't wait. And as you're finishing up the room, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, he's here.
Uh-oh, he
know that means he is here.
Oh my God, your heart begins pounding in your chest, racing, body tensing up in your eagerness and excitement. You start pacing the floor and then remember your orders. So you take your seat in your chair in the corner of the room, which is facing the bed. Seems as if you're in the only shadow that's in the room.
I'm invisible.
Possibly making you invisible like you are in my light.
I can hide here.
Faintly hear me giggling downstairs and a deep voice following. You can't hear what we're saying, what you know of her. You know he is only here for one thing, and that is to fuck.
I can't wait.
Because you know that I don't just date. That I use men as toys, and this guy is just my cock toy.
I'm her toy, too.
I'm just using him for his cock. Mm-hmm. And for sex. Mm-hmm. So you know he must be very well endowed.
Huge.
Unlike you. Huge. Because I rarely ever see a guy more than once. So this guy must be huge. Mm-hmm. And really good at what he does.
I bet he can fuck her really good.
You find your feet quickly patting the ground in a quick motion because you're nervous. What will he think of you? Will you be able to control yourself and not come in your panties? What will you do? You're not used to being right in the room. You're excited yet nervous all at the same time. And extremely rock hard, too.
So turned on.
Not sure what to expect.
I love this feeling.
Predicting you'll probably be unable to control yourself and come right away without even touching your cock. Because you're already so turned on just by the thought of me getting fucked.
Yes.
Then you hear the clicking of my heels coming up the stairs.
They're coming.
The clicking of heels getting louder.
I'm gonna watch. I can't wait.
Closer and closer to entering the
room. They're coming to the room now.
I finally push the door open and stare into your eyes as I'm the first to enter the room. You immediately put your head down in shame as if you're too embarrassed to even look at me or him because you know you are both of our inferior and that your cock will never compare to his. You don't feel like a man, but just a cuckold servant.
Because I am one. That's who I am, Princess.
Before you put your head down, you couldn't help but notice how hot I looked in my black see-through lingerie.
Look at her.
That curved down in the front. So my cleavage was just bulging out so perfectly. Almost looked as if my tits were fake because they were perfectly shaped in this lingerie. With bright pink lace undies and a bra on underneath that you could see right through the lingerie.
She's so hot, hair down and flowing, so long and silky smooth. She's so perfect.
Just like a hair commercial on TV.
Oh God, I love to please her.
Hot, tall, black stiletto.
And I love her.
Sexy, bright red lipstick. A little gloss on top.
She's amazing.
My piercing eyes.
She's perfect.
Her heart just exudes sex.
I can't. Seduction.
Confidence.
I love her. Power.
My lips so fucking hot.
She totally owns my cock and everything else.
You hear him walking behind me, but you don't dare look at him yet. Not until I give you your next orders. You hear us walking over to the bed. Then you hear the quiet squeaking of the bed as we sit down on it and then... Now I told you that you had to earn this, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, it's time to prove yourself yet one more last time to earn the privilege of getting to watch someone like me fuck a real man.
I will earn it.
Something you'll never be. It's your turn to earn that amazing privilege.
I will.
Not just anyone gets to see me fuck.
I know.
Not just anyone gets to be my cock.
I know.
Yes, only one man in this entire universe gets the privilege of being my cock, and I've been kind enough to choose
I'm
you.
I'm so very grateful. So very
You're not grateful. Only still turned on, but still extremely grateful. Yes. And always willing to earn your place and prove how grateful you are.
I will obey and earn the privilege.
So of course you'll obey and do anything to make sure this privilege never gets handed to someone else.
I will obey you.
You're such a good boy.
I am a good boy.
Now go tribute again, and then you may move on to the final part. Part 3.
I will obey.
To see me get fucked. You will obey.
Obeying now.
You need to obey.
I do.
Because you cannot move on unless you obey.
I'm going to obey.
So go obey.
I am doing it.
Go obey and be a good boy.
Obeying now, obeying.
Go obey, and then you may listen to part 3.
I'm going.
Good boy.
Obeying.
Good little cuck.
Obeying.
Obey.
Thank you, princess. Thank you.
Tribute now.